Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Elders and the Environment. David Suzuki is probably the most respected and well-known environmentalist in Canada. He writes books, hosts TV programs, speaks all over the world, and is featured in a major film concerning global climate change. Miles Richardson is the chief of the Haida Nation tribe in Canada. They were the featured speakers at a conference on elders and the environment that I attended in Vancouver, British Columbia. Who first introduced you into caring about the environment? That was the first question we addressed at the workshop. I had never considered such a question. We all paused and looked down and then up. It was silent. A few minutes passed, and then we were asked to write down our thoughts. The answers were varied. My answer? I grew up on an acreage in the Midwest. We had a large garden, a cow, a few hogs, some chickens, an orchard, and even a pony. We had a practical introduction to nature and what it meant to take care. We learned how important clean water, food, shelter, and safety were to animals and plants. We learned about death and decay. We learned about the rotation of crops and nature's whims. My grandparents worked a farm only 8 miles away. Here, all the animals and crops of a real farm were my school. My grandfather loved to take me on his lap and talk about what and why we were doing something while the horses pulled the wagons or the tractor labored under some implement or another trailing along behind. He taught me the importance of taking good care of the land and animals. I think those are the two places that I learned to care for the natural environment. I never thought of this before. The next question was, who was your mentor in the environmental movement? Rachel Carson and her book, Silent Spring, popped into my mind instantly. Also Garrett Hardin, who wrote a book entitled The Tragedy of the Commons. Those two really helped enlighten my mind on the damage we were doing. Something had to be done. I read those in 68 or 69. I later read the Rachel Carson's Silent Springs is what launched David Suzuki on his lifelong pursuit. Another question that we discussed was, what have you personally done to help the environment? I would suggest you pause here and consider the question yourself. We all wrote our answers on a piece of paper. My answer to this question grew out of the last question. After reading the books, Silent Spring and Tragedy of the Commons, I walked down to the principal's office in Anchorage, Alaska, and suggested that we teach a class based on those two books. It was the spring of 1969. In the spring of 1970, I started teaching a class entitled Environment. We used several books, but we certainly based the class around the above mentioned. That April, the first Earth Day was celebrated across the world. My students asked me if we were going to participate, and I passed it off as just a little demonstration. I replied that we need more than a day, we need every day to be focused on the environment. Just one more example of me being wrong. Earth Day has become very important. Other examples of what we had individually done related to the environment tumbled across the table. Sold the car, biked to work, planted a garden, became a vegan, recycled, composted, changed the light bulbs to LEDs, started buying locally grown products, choose my residence carefully so it would be in a walkable neighborhood, etc. The connection between elders and the environment was driven home by Miles Richardson from the Haida Nation. People who have gained knowledge, achieved successful actions, and gained wisdom are considered elders by First Nations people. These elders need to be consulted. They need to be listened to. They need to be led by word and deed. He related several stories illustrating this process. This is where we retired people can find a place. We can tell our stories whenever and wherever we can. We can talk to our grandchildren, our neighbor's children, or perhaps our neighbor himself. We can write editorials or articles for the press. Our experiences in life can become a treasure chest from which we can share. We can keep alive the bond between elders, wisdom, and nature. This is Retirement Talk with something to think about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Del at retirementtalk.org.